Siman, Tov, Reish, Mem, Ches. This is Hilchos Esra. So we did Lulav, Hadassim, Aravos. Now we're ready for the Esra. So the Mishnah in Sukkah, Adaf, Lamed, Dalet, Amaveiz, tells us Esra, Kagozo, Vayovesh, Posel. Okay, stolen, we saw all the Mishnah start, right? That's the famous prayer. And we're in Lulav Hagozel. We didn't get to the stolen Lulav yet. We didn't get to the stolen Aravos, Hadassim, or Esra. But now we're up to the Yavesh. A dry Esra is possible. Now the Torah brings down from the Ravid, how dry is dry? Dry enough that it does not have any moisture left inside. And he says an interesting line. The moisture to a fruit is like blood to live meat. Live basar chai, meat. So if you lose, the fruit loses its lecha, it's like the basar chai losing live meat, whatever, live flesh, losing its blood, and then dries out, and there's nothing left. Okay, so we get Tov Reish Mem Ches Seif Aleph Esra Kayovesh Pasul Mishra Seif Katan Aleph Ve'im Hu Yovesh Rag B'Miksaso Ayin the Kamen B'Seif Yud Beis Uv Mishra Brura Sham. So we'll take a look at that in a little bit. So if it's only a little bit dry, so that's a discussion over there in Sifya Beis, which we'll take a look at. So here it sounds like the whole thing is dry. Pasul, Mishra Sifkatan Beis, the Eino Hadar, Imu Kamush, Kamush is the word we've already had. What's Kamush? Wilted, withered, that means, explains the brackets. She ain't a lach, velo yavish. It's not moist, it's not dried out. It's like, you know, on the way to drying out, but it's not yet dry. So, the imu kamush, I feel kamush bukulo kasher. Even if it's fully kamush, it's still going to be kasher. The dying yesh bo mixos lecha, because it still has some moisture. Mikomoko. Kevan shana roim shu kamush, since we see that it is in a state of kamush, wilted or withered or on the way to drying out, das among Avram, the Torah Lebatko, you have to check, you have to do a bedika. You have to check it for moisture, for shakasa b'shulchan aruch, as we're going to see now in shulchan aruch. You're not going to believe what it says in shulchan aruch. I'll read it to you, otherwise you won't believe it. Look at this. Let's start again. Tafresh memchas alf, esro kayovish, the dry esro is possible. Shiri Yav, show us how dry is dry. Kish ainu motzi shum lecha. It has no moisture. How do you know? Listen to this. V'yivdok ayidei she'yavir bo machat ubo chut. Take a teeny tiny needle with thread, stick it into the esrog, and if it comes out moist, so you know it has moisture, so it's not dry. And if it doesn't have moisture, then it is dry. That's imagine. Does not pass all. So you have to do it right. So it has to be done very gingerly and very carefully. And to see Sif Beis, what kind of holes and what kind of holes in the esrog are going to pass to the esrog? Obviously, if you do it in a way that's not going to pass to the esrog, otherwise you may not have a dry esrog, but you have an esrog with a hole in it. That will also perhaps be possible. So that we have to see at length in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. The esrog shu mishana she'avra vada yave shu pasul. An esrog, if you want us to save money and save last year's esrog, you had such a beautiful esrog last year, you want to save it? That's for sure yave, for sure pasul. There's no point in doing the pin test. There's no point in checking. It takes very little time to shrivel down into almost nothing. Okay, so I have an issue with this whole system. I mean, the obvious question is, how are you making holes in your esrog, and how is it still going to be kosher? Fine. That will the Mishabura will address, and we'll see in Sif. That's a lengthy discussion of Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. But I have a more fundamental issue, and that is if the shear of a Yavesh Esrog is the whole thing is Yavesh. But as long as there's any moisture whatsoever in the Esrog, so you can do this test. And if you come out with some moisture, so you know it has some moisture, it's not Yavesh, it's kosher. Assuming you didn't pass it with Unido. Okay? But if there's some other shear, say Rove, or Mixas, or we'll see in Sifyut Beis, talks about the Chaitim, the top of the Esrog, which is the most important part of the Esrog. So, if that's the case, you can never test an Esrog to see. You can only test that in one particular place, wherever you're testing, that there's some moisture there. But why does that help you? Maybe 51% of it is dry. You hit the 49%. So why does it help you to know that it has moisture? Unless the only way you're going to pass all the Esrog is if it's 100% dry. As long as it's even 99% dry. Just because if 99% dry what's the shear? I mean, it's not that what's the shear. The shear, as long as there's a shear, as long as any moisture is going, if any moisture saves the esrog, so that's fine, you can do the test. But if you need X percentage of moisture for it to be kosher, 51% or even 10%. How do you know that you have 10% moisture? You found a moist spot. It doesn't mean that the rest of it is not yavesh. So I don't know how this is supposed to work.
I thought that 50% means like 50% of the moisture is gone from the whole esrog. I didn't think it means like this 50% is moist and this 50% is dry.
No, I'm talking about 50% dry, 50% moist. That's a discussion. In which case, this side is dried out. That side's not dried out. So why would it be like that?
Yeah, the strength.
Because it was sitting on a baby wipe. So the baby wipe side stayed moist and the other side dried out. It got too close to the fireplace. The part that got close to the fireplace dried out very quickly. The other side didn't. I mean, we've had that with all the meaning, that it's a little bit dry, right? Or dried on one side, now on the other. Some of the leaves are dry, some of the leaves are moist. Now, the issue, footnote 3, they bring down from Sharat Zion later on, brings down from the Yerushalmi that dry is possible, not like the Mishabura says over here, instead of got the base because it's a lack of a hadar, but because of the pasuk, lo hamesim yahalaluka, the dead people cannot praise Hashem. Dried out, dead meaning, cannot praise Hashem. Something is dried out is considered dead. Okay, there's a discussion exact, nafkaminas, perhaps on the rest of Yantif. Ashkenazim, the Ramaz, Machmir, Hadar is possible the whole week. But there are those that are Mekel, Ramaz Mekel, the Hadar, Psule Hadar, only possible the first day. So the rest of the week it would be kosher. But if the Psule is because of what makes him Yadaluka, so maybe it'd be possible the whole week, even according to the Mekilin on Hadar. Now, this kamush business is very interesting. There's a mefurish abraisa that kamush is okay. Yet there are poskim that seem to pasul kamush, which means whatever, not yet dry. So there's a lengthy sharatin here, Ois Beis, where he points out very interestingly that there seems to be a mistaken girsa. Kamush, which means not yet dry, is kosher. That's what the Brisa says. There's something else that's called kavush. Kavush means that you pickled the esrog, or you had it soaking for 24 hours in water, or you put it for, that's a discussion with the shears, for 20 minutes into vinegar. So if you pickle your esrog, that's going to be puzzle. So they want to say that some of the shirim say kamush is puzzle. It doesn't mean kamush, because that would be against the Brisa. It must be, it's a mistake, and it's supposed to say kavush, which we'll see, is in fact possible. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. If you see it's kamush, you have to do the test. I don't know what's the point of doing it, like, what's the point of doing the test? To see that's not 100%. And then, to further my question, strengthen my question, look at the Sharetzi and Oiz Gimel on the bottom. Oiz Beis, the whole thing about kavush and kamush. Kamush, kashin. Kamush, possible. Fine. Sifkat and Gimel. The Magen Avraham says if it's kamush, he wants you to do the test of the Shulchan Aruch. Because he goes according to his own shita, the sphere that he holds up, feel yavesh miksaso puzzle. Even part of it is yavesh, it's going to be puzzle. The alakin zarech lebatko. That's why you need to check it. Do liar there commission as success yavesh mibifnim. It's kamush. Maybe part of it got yavesh inside. Mashenke that post. So what does that help? I found some moisture. It doesn't mean anything. All it means is exactly where I put the needle. There's moisture. That was 0.01% of the, depending on the size of the esrog and the thickness of the needle, you just tested a teeny tiny part of the esrog. What was that worth? If you hold that a little bit of dry, if it's dried in one area, or have most of it, whatever it is, as long as it's somewhat dry, it's going to be puzzle. It doesn't teach you anything. It only teaches you it's not 100% dry. So I don't know how this is a mugger of Rome that she does, so I don't know how that's supposed to work. Continues the Sharatzi and Oiz Gimel. Masha Enki in that post comes to Sviru Dafki Yovesh Bekulo O Berubo Efshet the Bekomosh in Tzarek Bedika. Then maybe you don't need to check. Again, I only see how this helps with the Bekulo. I don't see how the test helps with Rubo. I don't see how the test helps with Mixas. I don't see how the test helps with the Chaymet. Chaytum. Okay. Look at the Mishavir Sifkata on Gimel. He asked you a question. So you're sticking a needle into the Esrog to check it for moisture. Wait a second. Isn't sticking a needle to Esrog going to possibly Esrog? So Sifkata on Gimel asked you Yechazkel's question. Hikshu ha'achronim. Din kein yeh nekev mefulash. If you're sticking a needle in. Okay, so. The different type. This is Sif Beis, which hopefully we'll discuss tomorrow. Mefulash means there's a hole from side to side. With pashas. I mean, there's a machlokes exactly how to understand mefulash here. If you stick a needle on one side, here's this picture. If you stick a needle on one side, it comes out the other side. So that is a nekiv mefulash. That's going to be puzzled. Bam, you just puzzled your esrog. The tirei tamogen avram. Shetochev hamacha ksas b'makom ovi shala dahenu b'makom chor hanekev. By day zeh, ikonik ksas minachot ima ukishem otzia yiro'eh b'achut v'ein kan nekev v'fulash. So you're putting the chut, it sounds like, on the sharp part, and you're just sticking it in a little bit and you're pulling it out. So you're not going all the way through. Okay, this is very complicated and think my folks on the details of these holes in the he's sticking it in a little bit enough for it to, now you should also be able to test it. I don't know why you need the chut, the needle itself, it comes out moist. Not that's your wife bakes a cake, your daughter bakes a cake, and she takes a toothpick and you stick it in, and it comes out moist or not. You don't need a chut necessarily. So I don't know exactly why they discuss the chut, but maybe the chut is helpful.
It's different. A cake batter will stick to it and it comes out in a glob. The juice from an esrog might not
slip
right off the metal, but the thread will absorb it, so you see that.
Ah, very good. Okay, the thread will absorb the moisture, then you know the moisture is there. Very good. Okay, so if it's going all the way through from one side to the other, that we'll learn tomorrow. That's the puzzle, so that you're not doing. You're sticking it in a little bit, but not too far, because if you're sticking it too far, it's also going to be puzzle. You're sticking it in a little bit, and then you're pulling it out. That's one possibility of how you're going to do it. That's the Magen Avraham's possibility. The Eish Yetzu, the Mifulash Lo Nikra Ela Kishenike Berocha Be'etzer Me'ever the Eber. So a Neke Mifulash all the way through is possible. But that's only if you're going through from one side to the other. But if you're going through up and down, that's not going to possibly answer. Or if you stick it just through one of the bumps, it's also not going to possibly. So Yeshet Yitzur again, Mishavisif Katan Gimel, halfway down. The Mefulash, this Mefulash hole from side to side, the apostles, Lanikra Elikishin Nike Verocha Pa'esrug Me'eva Le'eva, the width from one side to the other. I feel the Shalom Kenegat Chadri Azara. Even if it's not where the seeds are, we'll see tomorrow where the seeds are, it's more complicated. But if it's all on one side, I don't know, orech, you're going lengthwise in the esrog, me upso klape chotmo, from up to down or down to up. The ainu megiel chadri azera, and it doesn't reach the seeds. But zeyish lomar de lekulei alma lo mikri mefula. So everyone will agree that that hole is not going to be considered mefulash, and it's not going to passel the esrog. And then in Shara Atzion, Ois Zion, he brings down. If an Esrog Gasui Dapa Dapa, it has a beautiful bumpy Esrog. V'nikev Echa Min Ablitot, Me'eva the Eber, and you put the needle through the bump. Yish Lomar Du L'Kuli Yama Lo Mekim Mefulish V'Kosher Kish Ein Bo Chisar. As long as it's not missing anything, that's not called missing. So then, even when you take it out, you can take out any of the Esrog, even though, I don't know, the moisture is not considered part of the side. So going through the bump of the esrog, that's a third way of doing it where it's not necessarily going to passel, as long as you didn't take off the bump. As long as you know you're not missing anything from the esrog. Okay, those are the three possibilities. And if you have last year's esrog, so don't even waste your time checking it, that's for sure gonna be yavesh v'pasel. What if I put it in the freezer? I've tried that.
You have to save for another year.
I mean, just to do a test. Sure. You know, you learn this halacha, you want to experiment. So, and it didn't come out exactly. There was definitely something wrong with it. It wasn't dry, but it was definitely something. I don't know. But I have heard that people have done it, and it's been okay. And here, we'll see in a minute. Look at Sifkat and Dalit. Vada Yaveshu, Ratzalama, Diyev Shershi, Matze, Bolecha. It's not possible if it's a year old that you're going to find moisture. The lo yete torelas aydev dikaso, and you're wasting your time if you do this test. Upaso sifkatan hey, I'm b'shar atzil b'shevenu b'shem tmim deim. Look at the shar atzil and ois. Yes. Okay. Bach al yirah b'chem and moishu d'lo k'ataz v'chem ash v'bira gov. Achikak motzaz v'sevi b'kuri Yaakov. The b'kuri Yaakov brings from the tmim deim. Okay. He brings a raya. There are the leftover grapes that are in the wine. Okay, the goyish wine is tray, and you have the grapes in there, so the grapes are tray. So there's a whole discussion there about the moisture of the grapes. After 12 months, the grapes are dried out. It says skip down a line or two. Kol davar she'ein b'hashgacha la'amido. So things do not maintain their moisture after a whole year. But that's only if you just leave it stop. You leave something out for a year, it's going to be dried out. But if you work hard to keep it moist, like you bury it in the ground, you bury it in something moist, you put it somewhere, like a fridge or a freezer, so then maybe it could last. So Tmim Dayan, he didn't have a fridge or a freezer. And then he brings out that they did a test. Be'enai ra'isi esrog. I saw my own eyes in esrog that after a year, it was they protected it. It was put in a metal box, put in a dark, cold, moist place, and it stayed fresh. It stayed pretty and moist. Ubadakti umatasi ulachu tarbe. I found a lot of moisture. Chi agadner nearly the hot day shul shtaka de b'digas chut imlo niskavet v'nif sakadara. If it still looks decent, says the Bikurei Yaakov, it is possible to save an esrog from year to year in theory. Well, we said after a year, yeah, after a year, if you don't do anything to it to try to keep it fresh, so then it's for sure going to be dried out. But if you do something to try to maintain its freshness, it is possible that that will work. So next year we do another test. So that's Tav Reish Mem Ches Seif Aleph.
What was it if you leave something out?